This week, the Biden administration is launching a test-to-treat COVID program. High-risk patients with COVID symptoms will be able to walk into hundreds of pharmacies for a free COVID test and walk out with a free course of pills. But as NPR's Ping Wong reports, the program is limited in scope.
COVID pills help keep people with mild symptoms from getting worse. Dr. Celine Gounder, an infectious disease specialist and senior fellow at Kaiser Health News, says if taken early, they can prevent hospitalization and death.
It's really important to start treatment within 3 to 5 days or so of the onset of infection if you really want to have the impact of that treatment.
The pills are antivirals, which means they stop the virus from making copies in your cells.
That treatment should also reduce their infectious period and thereby also reduce the risk of onward transmission to others.
Dr. Cam Webb, senior advisor to the White House COVID response team, says right now, getting COVID pills can be kind of complicated.
They have to identify that they have symptoms. They have to then get a test result, contact a provider, someone who can prescribe, get that prescription, and then go pick up that prescription. That's 6 different steps.
The test-to-treat program will streamline by matching patients with places that can test for COVID and prescribe treatments on the spot. Natalie Quillian with the White House COVID response says they're starting with a few hundred sites this week and will grow the program from there. Still, she says there's a limited number of pharmacies that can participate.
Right now, these pills must be prescribed by a prescribing authority, and so we're really targeting those clinics and locations where you have a prescribing authority that can actually prescribe you the pills.
Prescribing authorities include nurse practitioners, doctors, and physician's assistants, and most pharmacies don't have them on site. CVS is the nation's largest pharmacy chain, and across the nation, just 10% of their locations contain MinuteClinics that are even capable of becoming test-to-treat places. COVID pills are new, and they come with prescribing challenges. Pfizer's Paxlovid can interfere with many commonly prescribed drugs and cause health problems. Merck's Molnupiravir comes with precautions due to reproductive risks. Independent pharmacists say they can help. Susan Davis is a pharmacy professor at Wayne State University in Michigan.
Pharmacists are medication experts. We have been managing drug interactions and dose adjustments routinely for decades. We could handle this.
Davis and her colleagues say if pharmacists could prescribe these pills, these one-stop shops could be everywhere. That would require some changes at the state level and also from the FDA. And the suggestion is controversial. The American Medical Association, which represents physicians, says the pills should be prescribed by a doctor who knows a person's full medical history. Even as it stands, health experts say the program needs public buy-in and funding from Congress to succeed. As COVID cases recede, Dr. James Hildreth, president of Meharry Medical College, says it's not a time to be complacent.
The virus is not done with us yet, right? And if we do have another surge, having a system like this in place could have a huge impact on controlling it.
Hildreth says the program has a lot of promise, so long as it expands its outreach to rural communities, indigenous groups, and other marginalized high-risk people that need it the most. Ping Huang, NPR News.